But during that decade, he produced some marvelous serial pieces, particularly Thraini and the movements for piano and orchestra, the Monumentum, the Huxley Variations. But the same cannot be said for his troops, who followed him blindly, like the children of Hamelin following their Pied Piper right into the Schoenbergian Sea. It took a genius of Stravinsky's multiplicity and authenticity to survive the conversion while maintaining his personal voice. For most of the others, the conversion was a more negative one, being the bald rejection of tonality and the embracing of the serial method. But there were now more composers than ever, and more music was forthcoming, mainly because the new serial controls made it almost easy to write a good, presentable piece. All you had to do was go to school and learn how. But those frightened converts and their frightened overcommitment caused this spate of new music to emerge, for the most part, sterile and dry. There was so much ordered pre-composition involved, amounting almost to a mathematical takeover. For some composers, the serial technique succeeded in keeping their music alive, and music in general, as a result, by enriching their vocabularies. Others were not so successful, and their vocabularies were simply impoverished. Still others stopped composing altogether.